Cindy Fierce here from the Downtown Brine Association. I knew you'd bring back steaks. There'd be no rain at the Reds Festival.
That's right.
Simple as that.
We were lucky again.
Some impressions now that we're a few days past.
It was a great weekend. We had a huge turnout on Saturday. Pretty light on Sunday, but overall estimates are that we exceeded 10,000 people by quite a bit. So we
and how do you do that?
Well, we can base that on the number of tickets that were sold, crowd estimates by the police officers, just several different ways. I mean, it was definitely more crowded Saturday than it was last year.
Had the kickoff on Friday night. How'd that go?
That went well. We had probably, maybe 300 people who came for that. We plan to continue that. We know that not everybody goes to a football game on Friday night in Texas, so we're going to continue the kickoff, and we're looking at a few things that we can do on Sunday to increase attendance on that day, maybe encourage local people to come out on Sunday if they stayed away on Saturday. But we've already got a long list of things that we're going to be working on for next year.
What's the sequence of things that you will be doing in that review?
Well, we will look at where our problem areas were. I mean, honestly, we didn't have any what I would call major problems. We had a few hiccups at the ticket booths early on, and I think part of that was we had people trained. We were using iPads and swiping cards, using wireless, and I think maybe some people weren't quite prepared for the volume of people who showed up at once. Once everything sort of got settled down and smoothed out, I think it went fine. But I don't think that you ever hold an event that large and not have something to look to improve upon. So whether it's the ticket booths, or we know we're going to make the wine tent larger, provide even more cooling stations, we evaluate each piece of the festival. We do a lot of surveys with all of the people who are involved. We do a lot of one-on-one interviews with people, so we will have some really good data within the next 6 weeks.
The feedback that you receive, not only from your brick-and-mortar merchants, but those who are visiting?
Everybody that I've talked to so far has had nothing but positive comments. Several merchants that I've had a chance to talk with had great weekends. The restaurants, a lot of them extended service out front, and I saw people at those tables all weekend long. So far, so good. I mean, I've been I've been posting some on a public forum, some people who'd raised some questions and issues, and getting a lot of good feedback from that. So, we're still actually trying to catch up on our sleep. But my staff and I, that's three of us, we're sort of taking turns being there and answering the phones and picking up the pieces. I've been joking that our office looks like an episode of Hoarders right now. We've got to process a lot of things. So give us about a week, but we didn't have much time to rest because First Friday is coming up and it's a big one.
Well, and I want to get there in just a moment, just a couple of other things. I'm sure you want to give a shout out first to volunteers.
Absolutely. We had over 500 people who volunteered. A lot of those were connected with local organizations that we will be writing checks to those organizations. Last year, we put a little over $15,000 back into the community through those organizations that volunteered. They were great. Every age volunteered. Some people served longer than their shifts. And of course, I cannot miss a chance to thank the city, because the police, fire, solid waste, transportation, facilities, they were all right there. And I was just amazed at how clean the streets were Saturday morning after Friday and then again Sunday morning. City crews, I can't sing their praises enough. They were great to work with, and we appreciate the partnership that we have with the city, that they will continue to take care of that side of the festival for us.
Visiting with Sandy Fierce of the Downtown Brine Association. Now let's jump ahead to tomorrow.
Yeah, we didn't have much time to rest. This year is the 10th anniversary of First Friday. Greta Watkins, who owns the Frame Gallery, started First Friday. I don't think she realized she started First Friday 10 years ago, but it has grown into what it is now. And we're going to celebrate. We've got a proclamation from the mayor's office that will kick off at 6 p.m. in front of Parker Aston Arts Center on Bryant Street. Then we've got, as your newscast mentioned, there's a walk down and Chris in the Ice House, I guess, with a group photo. We will be serving cupcakes, birthday cupcakes at the Palace Theater while they last. Of course, we've got all of our usual slate of musicians. I just counted while you were on the newscast. I think we've got about 15 local musicians who will be playing. A lot of the shops are doing birthday-themed activities, fun games, and some are serving birthday cake as well. So anybody who wants some cake or cupcakes should be able to get it tomorrow evening. Then we have a concert at the Palace. The Brazos Valley Community Band will start at 6 and 6:30, I think they will play. That's a great group. If you've never heard them, wonderful group of volunteers who were band members of some kind in their past, and a lot of them are retired, some are younger. But they will start the evening off. And then at 8 o'clock, Soul Track Mind from Austin will be playing. Great band, horns, just a, I think, 9 or 10-piece band. And they, it's a great kind of a rock, upbeat sort of get-out-and-dance sort of band. So, and it's going to be a beautiful evening. Lows in the 50s, so it'll be a great first Friday.
And then on Saturday, another A&M home football game, a reminder that you can park downtown and take the shuttle.
That's right. We had a 75% increase in ridership last weekend. We had almost 1,000 people, I think, take advantage of the downtown shuttle. There's plenty of free parking. We're encouraging people to use the city and the county lots that are adjacent to the parking garage if those fill up. Or if you feel like parking in the garage, that's fine, too. That's $1 an hour in the parking garage. Come early. I think the game is in the evening. Come shop a little bit, dine, maybe hit the restaurants when you come back from the game. Shuttle will run, I think, 3 hours before the game, during the game, and then an hour after the game. So we've got a little directional sign there. I've been putting some downtown maps for people who may not be familiar with downtown. So it's a great thing to have.
You've talked about how you and your staff are, I'm sure, running on better than fumes, but getting close to yeah. the E-mark. How's everybody else downtown faring?
Great. We've heard lots of good feedback from merchants and restaurant owners. I think it's been, all the activities have been beneficial for them. We have something going on every week from now until the middle of December. So you can't complain that there's nothing to do around here.
And you may know and you may not know, with all these events that are going on, people that are scoping out the downtown area may be wanting to do some sort of investment.
There are a couple of businesses that are poised to open, actually three that I can think of. All three of them are restaurants. One is a bar concept. I know that the city has got some contracts, perhaps. I'm not sure what the correct word is, but there's some
development. Well, where I'm going with it is how much of it, if not all of it, is due to all the other activities that are taking place, and these decision makers are seeing how active the other merchants are, as well as the people that are showing up to patronize.
I certainly hope that's the reason they're coming down. Day or night, you're going to find something to do in downtown. We would like to have more weeknight activities. During the school year, that might be a little tougher to do, but, you know, we started that summer sunset concert series during the summer, Thursday night concerts, and those were very popular, brought some back in August. We will do that again. The Queen is moving along, so we hope sometime next year that will be open, and that will be a venue that will be available for weeknight events. So, yeah, the amount of development that's coming is very exciting.
To stay on top of everything in downtown Bryan, what does one do?
DowntownBryan.com or follow us on Facebook, Historic Downtown Bryan. And we've got event pages for everything we do. We've got a Facebook page for the Palace, for the Queen, for Texas Reds. We've got we've got Facebook pages for everything. But either of those avenues, or give us a call at 822-4920, and we can tell you what's going on.
Appreciate the update as always.
Thank you.
Be looking for you tomorrow. Sandy Ferris, Downtown Bryan Association with us, News Talk 1620 WTAW.